KORN News Radio Sports. It is Friday, April 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The New York Mets would survive the ninth inning, hanging on to beat the Twins last night 10-8, thanks to a Bo Bichette three-run double in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Mets led last night 6-1 in the fourth, 7-2 in the sixth, and had a 7-3 lead in the eighth inning before Twins catcher Ryan Jeffers hit a grand slam to tie it at seventh all, bases loaded and two outs. Twins would then respond in the ninth inning, again with two outs. Brooks Lee would single. He would score on a Tristan Gray single in the ninth. Then Byron Buxton would hit a double, put the potential tying run in scoring position. Then Mets closer Devin Williams would strike out to Trevor Larnach with the two runners on base. Twins will be in Tampa Bay tonight as they start a three-game series against the Rays. 6-10 is your first pitch. Jaden McDaniels and the Minnesota Timberwolves shut down the Denver Nuggets offense last night, taking a 2-1 series lead. Timberwolves beat the Nuggets 113-96. McDaniels finished with 20 points and 10 rebounds. Ayo Dimansa had 25 points, 9 assists off the bench as Minnesota built a 27-point lead in the third quarter. They also finished with a 68-34 advantage in points in the paint. Minnesota also established a playoff franchise record, allowing the Nuggets to score just 11 points in the first quarter. Nikola Jokic finished with 27 points on just 7 of 26 shooting and 15 rebounds for Denver. Game 3 will be Saturday night in Minnesota. Atlanta's C.J. McCollum hit a fadeaway jumper with 12 seconds left, giving the Hawks a 109-108 victory over the New York Knicks. Atlanta now leading New York 2-1. McCollum finished with 23 points. Atlanta led nearly the entire game, built an 18-point lead in the first half, but then New York would rally. They would take a late three-point lead on Jalen Brunson's three-point play with just over a minute remaining. Brunson had 26 last night, while OG Anunoby had a game-high 29 for the Knicks. Game 4 coming up tomorrow in Atlanta. And the Toronto Raptors, they beat Cleveland 126-104. Scotty Barnes set a playoff career high with 33 points, 11 assists. Also, RJ Barrett with a career playoff high, 33 points. Toronto ended up snapping a 12-game playoff losing streak against the Cavaliers. James Harden led Cleveland with 18 points. Cleveland leads that series 2-1. Game 4 is Sunday afternoon in Toronto. NBA playoffs continue tonight. The Boston Celtics will be in Philadelphia to take on the 76ers. That series tied at a game apiece. That's at 6 o'clock. The Lakers hoping to get Austin Reeves back. He's been upgraded to questionable for tonight's game in Houston. It's the Lakers and the Rockets at 7 p.m. Lakers lead that series 2-0. And the San Antonio Spurs, without Victor Wembanyama, they'll go on the road to face Portland at 9:30. That series also tied at a game apiece. All of those games tonight on Amazon Prime Video. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.